Cross Sports Nation. I am your host and founder, Robert Wells. And let's talk about sports. Let's go!
In the month of March, we are celebrating Women's History Month. If you listen to Cross Sports Podcast on a regular basis, we support and celebrate women all the time in sports and in life. Personally, we must show women all over the world that they are important, not for what they can do for you or for others, but for who they are. Women are not appreciated like they should, and that's a shame before God. From Cross Sports, we want to say to all the women around the world, we love you, and may God bless you always in life. Staying in the month of March, March Madness has already begun in women's college basketball. March Madness in men's college basketball selection show is this Sunday, March 13th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on CBS. Personally, I would love to see my Duke Blue Devils win the national championship in men's college basketball. This is Coach K's last season as the head coach for Duke. Win it for Coach K. Let's go, Duke! If Duke doesn't win it, keep your eyes on Gonzaga, Arizona, or the defending national champions, Baylor, to win the national championship instead. For the ladies, I'm going with the defending national champions, the Stanford Cardinals, to repeat as national champions. I picked them to win it all last year as well. But keep your eyes on South Carolina, UConn, and Arizona. One of those teams could win the national championship instead. On to football. The NFL free agency starts next week on Wednesday, March 16th at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. But the legal tampering period starts on Monday, March 14th through Wednesday, March 16th. NFL teams and free agents can negotiate and verbally agree on contracts. Trades can be done as well, but everything won't be official until the NFL New Year on Wednesday, March 16th at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm expecting to see some big spenders during the NFL free agency legal tampering period. On Monday this week, according to NFL insider Adam Schefter of ESPN, the NFL's 2022 salary cap will be $208.2 million. Money, 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 money. And speaking of a lot of money, Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers signed a four-year, $200 million contract on Tuesday. That's a lot of cheese. That deal made him the highest player in NFL history, according to Ian Rapoport of the NFL Network. Former Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson got traded to the Denver Broncos on Tuesday. According to ESPN Stats and Info, Russell Wilson now will become the first quarterback to start for a team that he beat in the Super Bowl. Impressive. The Denver Broncos will win more games in the 2022 regular season and could be Super Bowl contenders because of Russell Wilson. Anything can happen in the NFL. Like I said before, I'm expecting some big spenders from NFL teams and NFL free agency. My heart goes out to Deion Sanders, the head coach of Jackson State in college football. Deion Sanders has been going through with his left leg, according to Pro Football Talk and Adam Schefter of ESPN on Tuesday. Deion Sanders had two of his toes amputated because of blood clots stemming from a previous surgery. I have a special message for primetime Deion Sanders. Deion, we are praying for you and with you, my brother. I'm so sorry that you are going through this. This will be a testimony in your life. You will come out stronger from this. We support you, Deion Sanders. God bless you always and stay strong. And the last thing I want to talk about is the suicide rate that's happening in the United States and around the world. Suicides are happening more than ever. Whether you believe in God or not, we are dealing with a demon spirit of suicide. Satan is real. He wants to kill, steal, and destroy everyone and their families on earth. That's the truth. I want to share some statistics with everyone listening in the United States and around the world. According to Wikipedia.org, there's an average of 132 deaths from suicide per day. Almost six people commit suicide per hour, and almost one person commits suicide every 11 minutes in the United States. And according to the World Health Organization's website, there is one person committing suicide every 40 seconds. My God, my God. Hey, everyone, Satan is trying to make everyone give up in life and not be here anymore. Like I said, Satan is real, but God is even more real and more powerful than Satan and all his demons. Do you know what God's all-time record is against Satan? God is undefeated. He has never lost a battle. Remember that. And I rebuke the spirit of suicide over people's lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, give them peace and a sound mind. Let them know that they are not in it by themselves, but that you have been there every step of the way. Comfort them and let them know that everything will be all right in the name of Jesus. And reach out to your family members, friends, random people, if God leads you to do so, and encourage someone who needs it. People are hurting more in our society than ever. Stop thinking about yourself all the time and do good for others. You never know. A simple hi, good morning, good day, goodbye, have a good night, God bless you. It's the little things that count. Make it count. Do it. Put a smile on someone's face. Be a blessing to someone.
Hey, Cross Sports Nation, turn on your notification for Cross Sports Podcast. Subscribe, follow us, download, and please share Cross Sports Podcast on Pandora, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Buzzsprout, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and on our other media platforms on Cross Sports. You can also find these links on our website, www.cross-sports.net. Next time on Cross Sports, we will do another recap of all sports happening this weekend and next week as well. We'd like to thank all of you for listening, and we'll talk to all of you next time on Cross Sports. Peace.